Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. It is a Friday, we're feeling good and vibrant. Or are we? January blues are hitting me, Joe.
What's that mean?
I just feel a little bit sad.
Do you?
I do. I feel a little bit sad. And it's not just me. Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen, you feel a little bit sad, don't you, Ethan?
Miserable.
Oh. And I think it's because, like, are we all miserable in January? That's what you reckon, isn't it?
Well, I think...
Are you sad?
No, I've come out the other side.
Really?
Yeah. The saddest day for me is when the clocks go back. When's that, in like October, November?
October, whatever. And then March.
When the clocks go back is the worst day for me, because all of a sudden it gets an hour darker at night.
Yeah.
Instantly. Overnight. We were doing 5 minutes a night, yeah, from like, you know, June the 21st or whatever. And then all of a sudden we get an hour at once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then it becomes like winter.
Yeah.
But the thing for me is every day after that is actually the nights are getting longer.
That's true, actually.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I've got to the point, and this week we've had a few really clear days, haven't we? It's been cold, but there's been sunlight. And I think that this whole January, my blues come between the clocks going back, yeah, and the shortest day of the year, because we've lost an hour overnight.
You're clicking a lot.
And yet the nights are still getting shorter.
What do you think?
That kills me. But after the 21st of December, it's all uphill, baby. It's all uphill.
What do you think my saddest day of the year is?
Whatever the day after. So let's say, you get your chocolates on Easter Sunday. Probably finish them by Wednesday. Probably the first Thursday after Easter Sunday.
It is the Wednesday after Pancake Day, because I'm a year away from having that joy.
That's
again.
So annoying, isn't it?
So annoying.
If you could, you would shrove, what, 7, 8 nights
every day of the bloody week.
You'd be shroving twice a week, wouldn't you? Minimum.
Every weekend. Can you cheer me and Ethan up then?
Well, just think about this. The nights are getting longer, yeah? So every day you leave work, or, you know, wherever you are, every day you leave work, you're closer to that first night. Do you know, in that first night when you leave work, you go, oh, the sun's still up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that is a day. And then all of a sudden, and the best period of the year, which isn't that far away, it's a couple of months away, do you know when the clocks go forward?
Yeah, yeah, that's nice.
And then, again, you've got that same gap. So between the clocks going forward and the 21st of June, which is the longest day, you get an extra hour like that. Instantly, and the nights are still getting longer every night. That is the best time of the year. Unbelievable, because I've realized the blues isn't about the temperature, because I've been so happy this week, because it's about the light. Do you know what I mean? It's not that it's dark, it's not that it's cold, it's that it's dark.
Do you know
if you just get a bit of light.
Do you know the sun we see is 8 minutes old?
No, it's not. That's the stupidest thing.
The sun we're seeing now, the sun we see in the sky, that happened 8 minutes ago.
That's close to the truth.
He's stunned by that, Ethan.
Well, yeah.
Like facts like that.
I think saying that the sun is 8 minutes old is quite
staggering. I misquoted the fact. Do you like facts like that, though?
Oh, I like real facts. I love real facts, yes. Give me another.
I listened to a radio show, right, where
is that a fact?
You call up.
I suppose it is.
And you call up and you go, you have a mystery. It's called Mystery Hour. And you call up with a mystery, and other listeners then hear your mystery and try and answer it. So one person called up and said, do you know when we see the sun, like when it goes and disappears, has it already disappeared? Then an astronomer called up and went, 8 minutes ago. Mad that, innit? And someone called up and said, do you know when you cut into a pepper?
Yeah.
The air inside that pepper, where's it from? Is it from the country it was grown, or is it from
the fridge?
The fridge.
That's really good. That
mysteries.
That's good.
It's a great listen. Listen to this podcast. We're great. But I might, you know, it might bring a mystery to you each week.
Do you remember that man who made a living out of selling air from different countries
for hundreds of pounds? Yeah.
That was a right scam, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that? What was the world's biggest scam? Was it that?
Do you remember? I tell you one I can think of, and it wasn't even a scam. By the end, people were getting into it. Do you remember that bloke who, when like early 2000s, when websites were just first hitting? Do you know when it went from being like a little sort of geocache or whatever
yeah,
to being like you can put pictures on and like moving gifts and stuff? And that bloke sold every single pixel on the page. There's like a million pixels on a page.
Yeah.
He sold every single pixel for a dollar.
What?
So you could go and you could buy a pixel, and then you could, within that pixel, you could colour it. Also, if you wanted to make a little logo, you could buy 30 by 30, so yeah, you buy, yeah, you know, yeah, however many that is. You could, 270 pixels. You could buy it and do a little logo. So oh, then people would buy it, and then different companies would buy it, and they'd sponsor. And in the end, he sold the entire web page worth of pixels for like, well, millions. I can't remember how many pixels there is, but there's like a million or so. And he sold them all, and people bought them, and he made £1 million.
Were you ever into the NFTs when they were big? Oh. That was fucking... One of them, I didn't go anywhere near.
I got excited
a little bit, because I thought, oh, here we go.
I think the NFT might be the most pathetic low point in human history. Nah. I think it is. No, as a society, I think it's the worst we've ever been.
No, no, no.
What about the plague?
Yeah, what about the Holocaust?
I'm watching this show on BBC called, I'll just move on, called The Traitors. Are you, Ethan James, Ethan, put the camera on you. Just,
what's it about, Drew?
What, the Holocaust?
No, Traitors.
Oh, The Traitors. So get this right, I'll move on. Watch it if you fancy watching great television. Do you like reality TV?
I don't bloody mind it, mate.
What's your favourite? Like, of all the different ideas, Big Brother, Love Island.
The quiz shows count as reality TV.
No. Why? Really? Which one were you going to put forward?
Pointless.
Pointless?
Favourite.
But in terms really? Of, pointless?
In terms of your proper reality shows, I used to love Big Brother growing up.
Mm.
You know those early seasons, like year 2000 onwards?
You should be good in it.
I used to think I would. Now I would get too annoyed at people.
I think, yeah.
I get really
pissed off. You'd cause a stir, but you might get the people's vote. Traitors. Let me tell you what Traitors is. It's in its second series, so it's still carrying that wave of like everyone's excited about it. Like when Big Brother was first about, everyone was buzzing about it.
Yeah, Love Island used to be like that.
Millions of viewers every week on the BBC.
Mm.
You've got 16, nah, more than that. You've got 20 different people all sort of living together.
In an
amazing house in Scotland.
Is it closed off? They can't come and go?
No, they have to stay, though, in the nighttime in individual lodges, so you can't, like, communicate. Uh-huh. And in those 20 different people, they all sit around a fuck-off table like this every night, like that, and they close their eyes and put their head down. And Claudia Winkleman, National Treasure, she went round at the start of the whole... experience and tapped three people on the back.
Duck, duck, goose.
And them three people are the traitors. Oh. And what they do is they have to mingle with everyone, be just with everyone, but one by one try and kill all the other members off.
Kill?
They meet together in the night. Oh. No, physically kill. There's no violence.
Oh, yeah.
Although that would make things a bit more...
And Winkleman would be loving that.
Winkleman would love it.
I mean, let's be honest. What happened to Forsyth? Do you know what I mean? You stick around Winkleman long enough. He ain't presenting strictly,
yeah,
we'll put it that way.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, yes, he was 97 years old, but, you know, Wink murder and all that.
Fucking
Winkleman man. Murder.
But
like,
it's full of, like, it's just great telly.
So it's like that game that, it's literally like a little house, little parlour game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a parlour game.
Where you're like, everyone has to close their eyes, and if you wink at someone, you've played Wink Murder.
Yeah.
But if someone notices you winking... Then you're out. Is it kind of like that?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But instead of the actual physical wink element, so everyone's like looking out, they meet in a secret little lair at the end of the night and they all decide who to kill. So if you're good enough...
So the three murderers go
to
meet.
Yeah, go get together and go, right, who should we pick off?
Right.
Well, this person doesn't link anyone back to us. And then what they do, they kill someone off and then they all meet again in the evening... Everyone, not just the traitors, everyone.
Yeah.
And they all argue about who the traitors are.
I can't believe
it. It's you. You've been dead sly. You've been doing this. I think that you're going to kill off it. And they all have an argument. Then they vote someone off. Brilliant telly.
So what happens if the first like three episodes, they guess all the traitors?
Well, it'll be unbelievable.
How many traitors are left now?
All three. Yeah, they were allowed to add, so three were picked at the start. Oh, no, I'm ruining it. No.
Well, can I ask you a couple of questions here then?
Does
each traitor have to kill a person each?
No, they all meet together and decide on one.
So the remaining contestants,
yeah,
are they told whether the person they evicted was a traitor or not?
At the end, get this. Oh, it's so good. So they have a big debate with all 20 of them round a table, including the traitors, but obviously you don't know who they are. And then they vote someone out. Clive's gone. Oh, Clive gets to stand.
He's innocent.
Clive gets to stand up by the exit of the door, say a little statement, can't give out too much away, and then tell everyone if he's a faithful or a traitor. Mm. And some of the mic drop moments where the guys go up there and he's been arguing all day that he's a good guy and they all vote him off anyway, and he gets to reveal he's a good guy. Oh. Those guys, I'd milk it, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, Claudia Winkleman would be annoyed by me by the time I reveal
it. You see Winkleman behind you like that. Guys, you don't know whether that's because you need to hurry up with that or whether that's how long you've got left before she...
Gone. I'm a good guy. Boom, mic drop. Bang.
How do you think you'd do on that, Ethan?
Yeah, I'd win.
Yeah, I think... I think Ethan would be sensational at this. Because if I was a traitor, the difference in how I would act would be so stark compared to if I was a good guy. If I was a good guy, I'd be chatting all the time. I'd be trying to work out who's the traitor. I'd be really like forensic.
Yeah.
And if I was a traitor, I'd almost ignore the entire program. I would just be a completely different person where I don't want to draw attention to myself so much. Like, I'm terrible at poker and stuff.
Because
I only bet when I've got a hand. Because I get too scared to bet otherwise and I feel like nervous. Ethan, I think, would be a phenomenal liar.
Could be a traitor now. Could we work for another podcast?
I always pretend. I'm always hiding something.
Have you faked ever having an orgasm?
He does it while he's wanking. That's how deceitful he is.
To himself.
Yeah.
Have you ever, Ethan? You must have done once.
I think it's harder for men to do that. If I was a girl, I would. But I'm not a girl.
Unless.
Yeah.
How do you think you'd do?
I'd just get... When I get nervous, I laugh a bit. If you...
When you orgasm?
Oh, I laugh a lot when I orgasm. Oh. When I go to, when I get most nervous, on funfair rides. You know, you go to Alton Towers.
Do you get nervous on rides?
Oh, but, it comes out in pure laughter.
Does it?
And it's exhausting, actually.
Yeah.
Because I'm nervous, but I'm not shitting it. I'm just... pure panic laughing. Just
giggling
along. That oblivion is that everyone around me must be fucking fuming.
They must think you're an absolute psychopath as well, just cackling as you get into a roller coaster. You'd be thinking he's removed just enough bolts that this is part of his sort of end of life plan and we're all going to fly off into the water here. That's what I'd be thinking. If I got next to you and you as the thing's coming down, I'm absolutely getting off. I'm not having
would
that.
You want to dying on a roller coaster? Wouldn't be too bad, would it?
It'd be great.
Dying.
Of all the ways
to
go.
Of all the ways to die, what's your way of choice?
Oh, I'd definitely go for old age.
No. It's going to have a little bit of jeopardy in it.
That doesn't count.
Old age.
You have to pick one that's not just in your sleep. Everyone wants in their sleep.
I'd probably pick Geneva. I'd be in control.
Wow.
It's fucking bleak.
Imagine getting him just sort of slurping out of the pod after they open the tank.
What about a natural disaster? Which one would you pick?
Oh, great question.
Would you pick a tornado?
Something about being flung sort of 300 feet in the air, but it's quite exciting, isn't it?
What a rush.
Through someone's conservatory.
Man.
Carbon monoxide poisoning.
That's not a natural disaster.
What happens to you then?
Choke.
No, you don't actually.
You don't.
I think you just pass out.
What do you do? What about being attacked by an animal? Which one would you say?
Well, wasn't it you that said that drowning is the best way to go? But
drowning.
Everyone responded saying it's one of the most painful, hellish things on earth.
No, we were doing this on a Strava Paddle Watch Along, and I mentioned it, that drowning is probably pretty good for you. The euphoria of...
It's pretty good for you. It's like a juice cleanse. Have you ever seen people do I'm not going to eat anything for 48 hours or whatever, I'm going to reset the body. You'll just drown yourself for a few minutes, won't you? To death, and then come back from that.
The maths on it was 1/8 of an orgasm.
Yeah, but a sneeze is 1/6 of an orgasm.
No, it's not 1/6. How's that gone up?
Or 1/10?
Inflation.
What is it now?
How's sneeze gone up
to
1/6?
1/10.
I think back in my day, a sneeze was only 1.
I think, though, because the pollen count is only going up, I think that the sneezes are actually more exaggerated these days. I think they count for more. I think they're 1/6 now. But I don't want to drown. That's terrible.
What would you go for?
If you had to pick anything, I want instant. So I want two planes hitting each other in midair. Do you know what I mean? I don't want a plane to come down. I don't want the plane to come down because then you've got that like fucking things dropping, everyone screaming, having to, do you look at your loved one or do you just sort of go your own way? And then, you know, the fallout of that if you do happen to live. You didn't even look at me when the plane was landing and I was fucking dying. I didn't know. You snog someone else, you know, all these things. I don't want that. But just 500 miles an hour, 500 miles an hour, two planes, just absolutely corrugated like that. I'm just a paste in a fucking flick of a light switch. I'll take that. That's not bad as
well. Tsunami's bad, isn't it?
Tsunami's rough.
That's horrible, that.
Yeah, one of the worst. You picked one of the bad ones there. Although not the most deadly natural disaster of all time,
of course.
What is it? It's a flood in China. I think turn of the 20th century killed a million people.
No. What about...
Don't say the Holocaust again.
Noah. That... was the greatest flood of all.
Noah.
That's true.
Noah and his ark, which is why, as my teacher, my physics teacher told me at school.
Physics as well, not even a RE.
Which is why, even though the earth isn't as old as scientists claim, why fossils fossilise so quickly, because a massive flood pressurised them all around 6,000 years ago.
Where did all the rain go from the flood?
Drains?
No, so it's all in the centre of the earth, is it? Like a big water balloon. Drains.
Well, yeah. What's this one in China? Where did it all go then?
You might have to Google it, Ethan. Well,
drains.
But then they go back in. No, they go back into the sea. For a giant flood to come and raise sea level by thousands of metres across the whole world, that water has to have come from elsewhere, doesn't it?
That's why we've got more clouds these days than we did back then.
That's a good point, yeah. Barely any clouds in the sky when old Noah was knocking about, was there?
None.
Do you know, apparently the Earth can't get heavier.
Yeah, of course.
Why?
Why do you
but
think?
Like, so why is there loads, loads of us, right?
So if you think if we keep building loads of buildings and heavy buildings, the Earth's going to get too heavy.
No, what I mean is, like, people, they're heavy.
Yeah. Where do you think people come from? Outer space?
Is... The sperm.
Yeah. And then what sort of makes people bigger?
Food.
Right. Where does the food come from?
The ground.
Right. Was that already there? That weight of the food that you ate?
No,
the
food's grown as well.
Where does that come from?
Water.
Where does that come from?
yeah, but you're not... I'm not having it that we're not heavier. 6 billion... Are we the same weight?
So let's say...
As we were when there was just two people, Adam and Eve?
No. Because we've grown...
We've grown. I'm not having it. I mean, that was another one on Mystery. I was saying, oh, we think we're like the Earth's not heavier. And I get certain amounts of it, but you can't tell me when there was just two heads kicking about on Earth and now there's 8 billion of us
and also,
that we're the same weight.
Also, in Jesus' day, the maximum height was 5'4".
Yeah.
Apart from Goliath.
What happened to you if you got over that?
Goliath was 9 foot odd.
Immediately.
Goliath was 9 foot.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. We used to have old Goliaths and that knocking about. They were way... Imagine that. One Goliath is about 6 Ethans. Let's say there's, you know, 10 Goliaths in every town.
Yeah.
Probably, you know...
He'd be getting snapped.
Not to mention all the
Goliath,
Davids.
Funny.
Also... I mean, obviously, you know what you're saying is utter bullshit, of course.
No, you're lying. But you can't convince me that just two humans on Earth, and we weighed the same as... 8 billion people.
Okay.
There's some heavy people.
We've got rid
about.
Of the trees, though. We've cut them all down. We burnt them.
Not all the trees.
So, the Amazon.
But right, so I'm letting you two just play out here, fuck obviously. Off. You know that it's nonsense, though, don't
but
you?
Why? Because you can't convince me of why.
Because we're... Okay, then. So let's just follow your logic here.
Yeah.
Where do you think the extra weight came from to build the humans? Where did that... So let's say Earth is a sort of a relatively closed thing, isn't it? People aren't just drifting off and coming back in all the time. If something comes in, it's like an asteroid, which, in the grand scheme of things, weighs nothing. Where do you think the extra weight came from to build all the humans?
Right, so say I have a broccoli a day.
Feels like you're not going to answer my question here, but go on. Say you had a broccoli a day. I mean, you know, maybe the Earth would weigh a little bit less if you did. By your logic.
You're tight. That's fucking too far, that. So you're saying you're happy with that fact that we're the same weight? Are we the same weight right now?
Yes.
You're lying.
Answer the question I asked
you. You're off
your
head.
Where has the extra weight come from to build all the humans?
We've grown.
No, we've grown isn't extra weight,
no,
is
but
it?
You have to think about Joe. Say,
which Joe are you talking about here? Because I am not the one who needs to think about anything.
So say a chicken lays all those eggs. How many eggs do you think a chicken lays out a day?
I don't know, let's say 3.
How many chicken? Google how many chickens there are in the world, Ethan.
But the
every day.
But the material that those chickens' eggs are made from didn't come from space. It came from the food they ate, which was grown on Earth.
How much food are they eating?
Fucking loads.
Really?
Obviously.
That much?
We don't. So what are you saying then? Chickens just inflate.
I'm saying
with gas pumped in from fucking Jupiter.
I'm saying we are heavier. The Earth must be heavier.
It's nonsense.
Wow.
How many chickens are there?
33 billion.
33 billion times 3 eggs. Are you off your head? You think 99 billion eggs are weighed a day, but we're the same fucking what?
Oh no, chickens are all the same gender, aren't they?
Yes.
99
right, just answer my
billion
question.
Eggs a where day,
you,
and you're like, oh,
where
we're the
do
same
you propose
weight.
The weight has come from?
No, they're not. There's hens.
What are you talking about?
Anyway,
I just think
where do you think the weight
science,
has come from?
Like no, our cells science. Growing and stuff like that.
But they don't grow. Everything needs fuel to grow, doesn't it?
Well, you need a bit of sunlight.
Okay.
That's from outside the Earth.
Yeah, but that doesn't weigh anything.
Cars don't grow.
Oh.
That isn't even a point.
Oh.
That's the opposite point.
Cars
right,
don't
okay,
grow.
Perfect. Car's a perfect example. The metal to make a car comes out of a mine, doesn't it? The rubber to make a car is chemicals made from oil, which comes out of the fucking floor.
I can't believe it.
Everything in a car, everything in a human, everything in a chicken, everything in an egg, comes from the floor in one way, shape or form.
No.
Maybe it's easy for you to understand, but you can't tell me, Ethan, that there's 99 billion eggs a day and we're the same weight.
Maybe you're right.
As we were yesterday.
Maybe you're right.
Go on, Ethan.
What's this? What are you going to do? Get your PhD out.
I'll get the one out of Zengler. What were you going to say, Ethan, before I move on?
Well, I was just to wrap this up.
Yeah.
I think there has to be, the weight is constantly changing. Because if like 2 million years ago,
yeah.
I don't know why I picked then. Sorry, let's say when there was like a couple of billion people.
Okay.
And then now we've got the point of 7 billion people. And like, there's always like babies being born. And then day by day, there's people being born more than there are dying.
Yeah.
The weight has to be okay. Ever increasing.
Yeah, right. For anyone at home who's watching this, they're just learning for the first time these things. So don't get your knowledge or information from, or don't even get it from me, because I can't even explain it particularly well. But we all, you know, don't tell anyone what you've heard here, because that was absolutely barbaric, honestly. What are you looking
at? Right then, I'm trying to find the name of the person who suggested us today's 1 out of 10 club. It's called Tim Maggs.
He's called. Oh, right, sorry.
So, Tim Maggs is on our Discord, and you can get on the Discord, patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast.
We've got a Discord?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, that's nice.
Are you ever on it?
Nope, didn't know it was a thing.
It's pretty good. Great banter every Tuesday. Called Banner Tuesdays.
I love it.
Tim Maggs, I asked for people to suggest a 9 out of 10 club healthy edition for the show today. Tim Maggs suggested what I think is a 1 out of 10 club healthy edition.
So he thought it was 9?
Yeah, sorry about this, Tim. But you see them a lot on, and it's a meal deal offering as part of the snack element. And I do wonder who gets these? But ladies and gentlemen,
ladies,
as we have our healthy edition of the 1 out of 10 and the 9 out of 10 club, I bring you...
Oh, not hummus.
Just a boiled egg.
Oh.
And don't worry, Ethan, you have your own packet. Come over here.
Come here. I don't want them.
Right.
Now, just a boiled egg. Come over here.
This is amazing. I hadn't seen this. There's two things I love about the prepackaged boiled egg. One is what is always an overly inflated box.
Yeah, why is that?
It makes me think that the eggs are leaking gas. Like it's like some sort of weird nitrogen or something from the eggs, because it's like you can see the top, it's like domed, isn't it? You can see that.
Yeah, I don't know why.
So are the eggs leaking gas?
Oof, I don't know, but they're leaking liquid. Have you seen the bottom?
And the
them?
Second thing I love is that juice there. So it's like the mozzarella juice. You see, you can just see that little juice there.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to open it. And the best thing as well, the tradition is you've got to get hit by that wave of gas and just pop it and smell it at the same time.
Do it.
No, I don't want
it. Oh, it sprayed on me.
Oh. Ethan, open it like Joe just did.
I don't open it.
Ethan, do it. Ethan, do it.
Don't want to.
Ethan, it's a podcast and the viewers want you to do it.
Oh, it smells horrible.
He's already opened it. So I'm going to go straight.
By the way, phenomenal job for anyone who's opening.
Oh, don't you? You're fucking horrible.
Phenomenal job for anyone who's get for the loads of listeners. Joe just put the whole. No, turn his mic down. He's gonna misbehave. Gonna misbehave. Oh, I spilled egg juice on my laptop.
Oh, God.
It fucking. Turn his mic down.
Oh, that was the worst thing I ever heard.
You have to cut out. You have to bleep it.
I've turned it off.
He said a word.
He's off.
He's off for a little bit. He's misbehaving. Fair play for the egg. How do you get the shell off these eggs? That's an amazing job.
Are you eating fucking hard-boiled eggs with a shell still on? Because you can't get it off?
No.
So why are you giving him credit for getting the shell off?
Because they've done it so well. Sometimes I'm like, fucking ripping it off. You know what I mean? Could do a bit of salt, couldn't it? Oh, some pepper.
No, I don't even know if I can
eat
this.
Mayonnaise.
It reminds me of my mum.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
The smell reminds me of your mum even.
No. Oh. For some reason, the hard-boiled egg, I don't know why, it reminds me of being about 5 years old. But I eat a lot of hard-boiled egg. But the reason I eat them is because they're usually covered in sausage meat and breadcrumbs. Because I will have the Scotch egg as part of my meal deal. I fucking love them. Here's what you do with the Scotch egg.
A cold Scotch egg?
Yeah. Like most Scotch eggs everyone eats are cold. Here's what you do with the Scotch egg. Here's a tip. You bite a hole in the top of the egg. So now you've got like a crater with an egg.
Crater?
Sort of a crater in the sausage meat with the egg exposed. And what you do is, round the edge of the egg, you squirt in mayonnaise and then loads of hot sauce on top. So now you've got an egg that's sort of almost got like a mayo and hot sauce kind of buffer. And then you got the sausage meat, then you eat that. Absolutely delicious. Delicious. What's up with that?
Back to the egg in question today.
Do you not like eggs?
Oh, I love an egg. But cold and boiled. Are you having me on? Are you having me on?
How would you have an egg?
Mate, I'll have eggs. I love eggs. But it's gotta be hot.
Yeah.
Give me a hot egg. I'll have a hot boiled egg. Easter. Love eggs.
He does love eggs.
I'd have them any other way, but cold and boiled, when we were suggested that.
Someone suggested that for the 9 out of 10 club.
We were saying like healthy snacks or meals, and someone said boiled eggs.
I like a boiled egg. I'm sorry, I do. I like the sort of almost kind of synthetic, kind of plasticky, silicone-y whites. And then I like that dry,
it's so dry,
sort of golden snitch in the middle. Do you know from Harry Potter with the wings? Just one of them pops in the middle. It's had all the magic taken out, and now it's just a dry, powdery sort of. You almost feel like you could put a brush in it and use it as some sort of makeup on your cheeks. It's so dry. I love the contrasting texture. I love how it dries your throat out. I love how it stops you from shitting. I love how it's just protein and very few calories.
Shitting?
Well, eggs bung you up, don't they? The bungers. They bung you. No, you don't bung it that way. You bung it mouthways. But I just really like a hard-boiled egg, I'm afraid.
It's 1 out of 10 for me.
Is it?
It's dead. That? Yeah, 100%.
Oh.
Unless there's a lot of salt kicking about.
More salt than egg.
You're more salt than egg.
What do you think, Ethan?
I can't even touch it. It freaks me out.
You've not even had an A?
No, it scares me.
No, have a bite of it, you little knob. Come on, put it in your gob.
The smell.
You've got to have it. That's the
texture.
The rules.
Bite it.
You can't give us
cut to your camera.
Rip a bit off.
No, bite it. Bite an egg. It's an egg.
Right, cut to your camera.
Big bite.
I'm really against this.
Big bite.
It's a fresh boiled egg, man. It just tastes like egg.
We're not trying to make you eat something bad.
Oh, it touched my lips. It's so wet. Honestly, it freaks me out.
Eat the egg. We're not finishing the show until we eat the egg.
We're going to have to cut this. I'll do this. And then we'll cut it.
No, eat the egg, boy.
Eat the egg.
Come on, boy. Eat the egg.
Eat the egg.
There we go. Lovely bit of egg. We ain't got any yolk there. Go back in for the yolk, big boy.
I'm home, Phil.
Go and swallow it. Chew it up.
I can't.
Chew it! Listen, leave it. Say, if you cut cameras, I'm going to be so annoyed.
You can't
stay on
keep
your camera.
Cameras.
Eat it. Eat it. What's
I
up with that?
I don't like it.
What's up with it?
It's a texture. Freaks me out.
So I'm what you put? What, are you putting in the 1 out of 10?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 1 out of 10. It fucking stinks in this room now.
Yeah, what are you doing? Bringing someone to change the smell?
No, we've got to leave it there. Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
For watching. Join us.
No, I'm not. I don't like it.
Join our Patreon, patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. Loads coming out. We've got some specials on the way. Yeah. And Sloppy Joes 2.0 is incoming.
Oh, yes.
Well, until then, bye for now.
Bye. Wave your little leg, Ethan.
See you later, everyone. Well, I look a bit funny there. Sloppy that again. See you.